AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Expedia's 13.4% week tests conviction as turnover stays at baseline. EXPE closed at $294.7 after a sharp weekly advance, ranking strongly inside consumer cyclical, while the move lacked a decisive volume endorsement. Research brief. Expedia Group finished the week ended 31 July up 13.4% at $294.7, leaving the stock 20.4% above its weekly trendline and only 5.7% below its 52-week high. The signal state is constructive, but the read is balanced rather than emphatic. Volume was 8.1 million shares, roughly in line with the 13-week average and below the 52-week norm, while activity pressure remains positive without a fresh buy signal. Key points. 1. EXPE gained 13.4% for the week, 9.7% over 4 weeks, and 28.4% over 12 weeks, placing it in the 96th percentile of U.S. consumer cyclical peers. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with price 20.4% above the $244.7 trend line, and 66.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $177.2. 3. Travel services showed improving activity pressure, with 76.5% positive MD breadth, but trend and relative strength breadth stayed below half the group. 4. Volume reached 8.1 million shares, equal to 1.0x the 13-week average and 0.8x the 52-week average, so participation has not fully confirmed the price move. 5. Risk is centered on the premium valuation gap, average volume advance, 5 recent reversal markers, and a weekly return profile that remains volatile. Price action separates from a mixed consumer cyclical backdrop. Expedia Group ended the latest week at $294.7, up 13.4%, with the 12-week return now at 28.4% and the 52-week gain at 66.8%. The close sits at 86.8% of the yearly range and 5.7% below the $312.4 52-week high, keeping the stock in the upper band of its one-year profile without making a fresh high. The move stands out inside U.S. consumer cyclical, where the average weekly return was 2.9% and sector trend breadth was only 37.0%. EXPE ranked 20th among 499 sector peers by the ShareMaestro peer read in the 96.2 percentile, and its current state is stronger than the sector breadth picture. Trend active, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. Travel services participation is improving, but breadth is not broad enough. Within U.S. travel services, the group's average weekly return was 3.1%, with a weaker 4-week average of negative 1.8% and a 12-week average of 9.8%. Expedia's 13.4% week and 28.4% quarter put it ahead of the industry averages, alongside other firm movers such as Lindblad Expeditions and Booking Holdings. The industry backdrop is supportive, but uneven. Positive market dynamics breadth is strong at 76.5%. Showing better activity pressure across the group, while active trend breadth is 47.1% and positive relative strength breadth is 41.2%. That split matters. The industry has improving pressure, but fewer than half of constituents have confirmed trend or relative strength profiles. Signal state is constructive, not fully confirmed. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read with a composite score of 65. The weekly trend backdrop is active, but only on a 1-week streak, and the close is 20.4% above the $244.7 trend line. That keeps the weekly regime constructive, although the distance from trend also raises the cost of any fade back towards support. Activity pressure is positive at 1.00 and relative strength is positive at 11.90. Next week expectancy is positive at 57.80% for similar historical setup states. The caution is that the activity pressure signal is not a fresh buy signal, so the evidence is more about follow-through than a newly confirmed institutional turn. Volume keeps the week from being a clean confirmation event. Turnover was 8.1 million shares, just above the 13-week average of 7.9 million and below the 52-week average of 9.7 million. That puts the latest volume ratio at 1.0 times against the short-term base and 0.8 times against the one-year base. For a 13.4% weekly gain, participation was adequate but not forceful. The recent volume history reinforces the point. Earlier high turnover weeks in February and March reached 18 million to 22 million shares. while the latest advance came on a much smaller print. A move above 1.5 times average volume would provide stronger evidence that the next leg is being broadly sponsored, rather than driven by thinner summer trading conditions. Risk and what to watch next. The main risk is not trend failure, but stretched positioning. XPE trades 66.3% above ShareMaestro fair value and remains close to the top of its yearly range. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.8%, close to the 52-week level of 6.2%. And the recent distribution includes both 7 strong gain weeks and 7 sharp loss weeks over the last 26 weeks. The next weekly test is whether activity pressure can stay causative while price holds above the 244.7 trend line. Watch volume against the 7.9 million 13-week baseline, the gap to the 312.4 high, and any narrowing of relative strength after the latest jump. A pullback on light volume would be less damaging than a reversal arriving with expanding turnover. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.